You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, we spoke with along the lines of human issues with the Young Workers Resource Centre and Tony Stevens of the Young Workers Resource Centre about 90-day trials and about employment issues ahead of the upcoming elections. And so I asked and started by asking what the state of the trials were, as it is something that I think a few of us thought may have disappeared in this last coalition government, but they are still around, and this is how they are still existing.
The 90-day trial is a system where I basically call it an employer's get-out-of-jail-free card, where you can include this in the contract, and it pretty much means you can dismiss someone within 90 days or 3 months without following a typical process, like a normal disciplinary process if you wanted to fire someone. So, and you don't have to give them a reason for that dismissal. To paint the scenario, if you're a young worker and you've joined an organisation, you could get to your 90th day of work and you can just be told that it's not working out and you've given short notice, see you later. So that's kind of what can happen. The kind of argument from supporters is that it will encourage employers to take on more risky propositions, or, you know, and commonly young workers are thrown into that conversation. It will encourage the employment of younger workers and that sort of thing. But the kind of risks of it are not worth that attraction, and you know, a young workers' resource centre feels that it actually just encourages lazy hiring practices and punishes young workers if they make a mistake during that first 90 days. It used to be that all employers could use this 90-day trial, but it was changed by the current government last year to limit it to small companies. So companies that have 19 or fewer workers can still use the trial period, but anyone larger than that cannot. And there are a number of parties that are campaigning on reintroducing the 90-day trial for all employers to be able to use, and those are your sort of, you know, your more business-friendly parties like ACT and National.
If those policies were to come into play, say they dig into Parliament, what would the reintroduction of a full 90-day trial mean, do you think?
Well, it pretty much mean that all companies can now use the trial period again. It's a carte blanche. And for young workers, that'd be like if you're working in a supermarket or you're working for the warehouse or a large company like that has more than 20 workers. If you go and start at that company, you're very likely to be put on a 90-day trial. So you're kind of skating on ice for that first 90 days. You are vulnerable to that trial period experience. And we know that being dismissed can be a really devastating experience for young workers. It can have long-term psychological impacts. Research has been showing that, you know, losing a job like that can actually is the equivalent of like losing a long-term relationship or a marriage in terms of the psychological damage. And it's just a really sort of leaves a really bad taste in your mouth if you're new to the labour market, the workforce, and you've been sort of dismissed and you don't even know why.
Right, it's quite a common employment issue that we've heard of. But how many people has this affected over its past implementations, and how many people does it kind of continue to affect, even with just its place with small businesses?
That's kind of hard to say. I haven't seen like raw statistics on that, and I have seen commentary that employers, you know, they're saying they're not really firing a lot of people under this trial period. But my response to that would be, if you're not actually using it, why have it in the first place? What's the need for it? Is it just a sort of little security blanket? Definitely has been limited now that, you know, since the Labor coalition government reduced it down to the small employers, and that is a good thing. We were really pleased to see that come into play, but it's not going far enough, in our opinion. We think that it should just be scrapped for you know, all companies, because I'm sorry to say it's actually small businesses of New Zealand that exploit young workers the most, and small businesses do tend to not be really abreast of what their obligations are in terms of to employees, in terms of employment law and minimum rights and that sort of thing.
Speaking of steps forward, What other steps would you like to see taken, politically in particular or legislatively in particular, to build a better workplace environment ahead of this next election?
To build a better workplace environment, just broadly speaking, for young workers, let's get rid of trial periods, full stop, and tie a neat bow on that one. I would like to see young workers having an easier access to trade unions. I think that they quite often get they work in a lot of industries like hospitality and like retail that don't have a good kind of union coverage, and we know that workers, when they're in a sort of highly unionized workforce, tend to be better off. They tend to have more job security. They tend to have higher wages. They tend to just have a more positive outlook in terms of their employment. So I would like stronger ability for unions to be able to represent. And that does mean things like giving unions more powers to represent at an industry level. So that's where you might get those fair pay agreements coming through that kind of cover entire industries. Makes it a bit easier for unions to encompass those young workers out there on the fringes. But I really like some of the conversations around improving sick leave. I think now more than ever, we're very cognizant of people being unwell and not going to work and as a result of the COVID situation. So lifting the sick leave from 5 to 10 days would be another helpful thing. I could go on and on about how we could improve the workforce for young workers, but I think one of the biggest problems is young workers having access to justice in terms of if they've been exploited or if there's an employment relationship problem, and they often really just have no idea how to go about seeking some advice and support with that, and if they've been fired around actually seeking some justice for that, there's a big problem in terms of them getting access to justice. So and unions are one part of that, and the government actually doing a better job of monitoring the labour market to keep an eye on employers who are actually not doing a good job.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.